Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Sundays with Sucharita here on Sunday, May 31st, 2015. Another month has gone by. What have we done? What has gone on in our lives? What have we been through? What are we doing now? And where are we going? As we carry out our day-to-day activities through the next day, week, month, year, years, decade, decades, and then what? So we are all here to come together and find out what like-minded people from around the world are doing to enhance their understanding of their soul's purpose, perhaps, maybe to improve our way of being, you know, to better ourselves in some way, maybe to improve our health, our relationships, our work experiences, our interactions with others in the workplace, maybe in business, maybe developing business. You know, experiencing some sort of increase or of something coming into our lives, especially at this point in time. Because here we are, in this program we watch or we observe how the sun affects us every month. And the sun is transiting into our second house. The natural second house of the zodiac, which it brings about those energies of whatever it is we're taking in or what is incoming to us. So it's when we're in alignment with what the sun is doing every month, then we can capitalize on that energy. So the second month is all about income, things coming in, money, because whatever we do to every hour of our day, our work day, we get paid a certain amount of time, get paid a certain amount for the time we put in. Now, some people might say, well, I don't get paid by the hour. I get paid by the month or by the contract or something. And but then you have to break it down into, is it worth it? All that time that I have spent, you know, over the month. But we always break it down to, well, that's only, you know, $10 an hour or $100 an hour or $1,000 an hour or $10,000 an hour. So we're always breaking it down by time. So instead of watching the clock, as Dr. Pillai says, we should watch the clock, we should watch the calendar, but there is an energy behind all that. And the energy that is behind every minute, every hour, every day, month, year, so on, is going to reveal something that we have been ignoring that can help us. It's kind of like the secret behind the secrets, behind the secrets, behind the secrets. The doors behind the doors behind the doors behind the doors. And there's so many different doors, there's so many different secrets. So depending on where we are on our spiritual path, we will be able to, this month in particular, up until the half of the month, because when the sun transits, it transits about every... the middle of every month. So we have a couple more weeks to access or open up doors in our consciousness or doors in our lives that really just reflect our consciousness. But these doors or these opportunities or these secret passageways to energy that has been kept a secret from us. It's been ignored by us. each and every one of us. So we get to do that. So today is the day in particular where we can open up those doors and see what can come in. So then we'll be in alignment with the soul in the second house, which is all about what's coming in, our income. So it's not just about money coming in. It's about information coming in that can just totally transform our lives. It might be you'll just walk down the street and someone will be having a conversation with someone else, and it will be totally the message. You won't hear the whole conversation. You'll just hear something in that conversation that tweaks you, tweaks your interest. And why? Because it's like your soul is saying, there's so much white noise going on in our world. There's so much background noise. There's so much information coming in. How can we possibly grasp the information that we need in the moment that will inform us, that will remove ignorance from us? Because we're ignoring so much. We have to. Otherwise, our heads would explode if we paid attention to every single thing that was going on in our lives. We're all in a rhythm here on this earth plane. And we all have a part to play. And we all bounce off each other. Not literally, but our thoughts bounce off one another. Oh, look at that. Look at this. Look at this. Oh, I'm this. Oh, I'm that. You know, it's a total experiment. Life is a total experiment. And we observe ourselves and how we are responding or reacting, how we're modifying our lives to in certain ways that will help us to get things or open ourselves up to different things or ideas or people or situations. So Sun in the second house, the natural second house of the zodiac, is going to wake that up inside of us. What are we paying attention to that is incoming? So it's coming into us. And then we do an assessment on that energetic level, because so much is coming in, that we assess very quickly what is going to work for us and what isn't. And sometimes what isn't is very difficult to ignore. It is like we're like a sponge and we suck it all up, or we absorb it, or we may not even be aware of it until we come together in a community like this where we're sharing with one another and trying to wake up that which we are ignoring. And it can be that it will get revealed by our interactions with others. There was a powerful discussion last week. Oh my God. It was amazing. And that the members who were sharing were really enlightening to the whole group. And I received emails from other group members that were so grateful for the sharing. So I just wanted to acknowledge those members who shared during last week's call, who had the courage and the purity and the honesty to deliver very powerful messages in their lives and to go through some interactive conversation that may have been a little bit disturbing in the force, in their own inner world. However, those conversations that we had here, or they call it traditionally satsang, where you're trying to share your spiritual journey with other people so that they can get something out of it. Not that we're going to solve each other's problems. You know, we have psychologists and psychiatrists and counselors and priests and, social support groups that can do that. Here in particular, we're exposed to Dr. Pillai's teachings and all the services that are offered through Pillai Center and AstroVed. And then we have to pick and choose what is going to help us to evolve to be able to bring that spiritual intelligence in and help it to reveal to us. So again, this incoming energy is going to help to reveal to us what we're ignoring in our lives, and we have to then toss it out if it's not working for us. Or we need to experience that which we have not yet been able to. So there was a really powerful sharings last week. I recommend that everyone who is just listening now or going to be listening to the recording to go back to next week, our last week's call, and listen to it. Because it revealed to some members, including myself and those who are listening and didn't share, that we're all on this boat together. We're all here to find out what we need to experience to be more human, to bring more divinity into our lives. And it's not just on an intellectual level. I'm humble. I've experienced humility. I've experienced patience. I've experienced this, I've experienced that. Yeah, I'm there, I've mastered that. Well, you may have at some point. However, are you that to the very core and depth of your being? To the point where you have mastered it and you continue to develop it and share it with others. So the sharings last week were quite powerful, and that they revealed to all of us some aspect of our being that we are ignoring, that we haven't mastered, or we think we have because, you know, somebody said so. But then we didn't get to the core, the bottom of it. And then who, out of that, revelation, are we going to be moving forward? And that's how life is. We take 10 steps forward and 8 steps back, maybe 10, maybe 20 steps back, right? Because the ego can get strong on this spiritual path too, right? It can reveal, oh, yes, I've done this, I've done that, been there, done that. And what will happen? Spiritual crisis. Kabonk. Dark night of the soul. Why does this keep happening to me? I'm depressed. I'm this, I'm that. You know, so, or I'm angry, I'm upset. Being on the spiritual path is all about getting rid of our neuroses. Our neurotic behavior. And some people might say, my God, what is she talking about? And sometimes I say that too. So what do I mean by that? We are, with Dr. Pillai, working on changing our neurology so that we are more balanced in the brain. The mind is neurotic. It's like a monkey mind. So many times we've heard that. It's all over the map. Even now, do a mental check what you are doing right now. Take a look in your environment. Take a look at yourself, at your thoughts. There's billions of thoughts going on, right? So, how do we come to that point of peace? We bring in the teachings of the divine in the moment. Now today happens to be Lord Murga's birthday. In some places around the world, it might be at a different time in and around this 24-hour period. So what does that mean? Lord Murga is an archetype who will reveal, who will open up the parts of your brain that have been dormant or not fully functioning, not revealing to you a more balanced way of being in your life, experiencing peace of mind. When you have peace of mind, what do you have? Take a moment. When you experience peace, what do you have? Clarity. And when you have clarity, you make the right decisions. And when you make the right decisions in life, then what? Results happen. So that's what Dr. Pillai, his mission in life, he says, is to scientize religion. Meaning that we want to use our neurology to overcome our confusion, our neuroses, our condition of the neurons that are not firing in a very unified or uniform way, so that all of a sudden the answers can come. That's what scientists do. You know, the great scientists say, I'm working and working and working and slaving like a dog. And everyone's calling me stupid and a lazy dog. That's what they called Einstein. He was a stupid, lazy dog. And here's the guy, all of a sudden, after all his toil and hard work, and it wasn't easy times. It was during the world wars. It's crazy times. Absolute insane times. You know, unrest everywhere. And all of a sudden he's there and he's in a complete meditative state, although he was not a meditator per se. He had been a yogi in another lifetime. So here he had come to reveal something to the world. And then what happened? How did he get there? He got into such a state of mind that he totally surrendered to the divine. And then his whole brain lit up. And the idea came. E equals MC squared. Oh my God, he says. What does that mean? Where did that come from? And then from there on, he had to go backwards to prove it. But that's how the divine will work within each and every one of us every moment. So Lord Muruga, he's that spiritual warrior archetype that is not going out and screaming and yelling and, you know, banging on people yelling in his own mind. He's bringing tremendous amount of intelligence into the brain and into the body and says, you have the strength, you have the intelligence now to accept the divine energy that you can reveal whatever it is that you're ignoring or you're ignorant to. Because the mind is ignorance, Dr. Pillai says. The mind is ignorance. So when you stop the mind, then you stop ignorance. And when you stop ignorance, then you stop ignoring. Ignoring what? That peace. That clarity. That utter positivity. That you are connected to the divine, your higher self, your God self that is connected to everything else and that can, in an instant, bring you from anywhere the right thing that you need. And who can give you that kind of experience is Muruga. So, coming back to the beginning of this program, we're here to experience what is available to us right now. And right now, what's going to come in is Lord Muruga's energy. So let's get into a state of receptivity where we can experience Muruga's energy that will help us to remove the veils like blinds or curtains or walls for some of us, thick walls. So it will reveal that which we have been ignoring. Good or bad, doesn't matter. We want it out. Because even if it's so great, what will happen? We'll become unconscious. Like some people were saying, my life has been so great up until this point, I didn't realize that I was really kind of ripped off. That I hadn't experienced the different things in life that would have shown me how to be patient, how to be really compassionate, kind, how to be completely humble and have humility. Because no one can evolve on the spiritual path, even if they are made a god in heaven, if they have gotten to that point of that evolution and they become arrogant, they become aggressive towards others or have a sense of this superiority or know-it-all. People are always right, and making others wrong. Or the vice versa. You can have a huge negative ego going into the pits of despair or hell, as they call it. These heaven and hell terms, they're not necessarily places that happen after death. They happen all the time. And we access those realms while we're here in this life. So if we haven't experienced the highs and the lows of what these planes of existence are trying to teach us, what we need to do here on this earth plane, and we'll just keep coming back again and again and again until we get it. So we want to, if it's good or if it's bad, those are just those are just English terms of something that we're trying to grasp towards. There's good and bad in everything, right? And everybody is, the judge of that. This or that. So we want to even just get to that state where, okay, all that it's way too confusing. How do I get into this energy right now that will reveal how I can grasp that thing or idea or goal or way of being or whatever it is? Maybe material thing like money or car or home or relationship. Job, whatever it is, the divine will reveal. And that intelligence or information, incoming information, will then guide you so that you can do it faster and you can do it without all the static or background noise or white noise or energetic stuff that's attached to it. And allow that spirit, that spiritual energy, that non-physical energy to move through you, to move you and make it fast if you're ready for that ride. So most of us are, because we're toiling, as Dr. Ply says, we're toiling, we're struggling. We come to Dr. Ply because these teachings when we really commit to them and don't kick and scream that it didn't happen fast enough. Or why is it happening in this way? Well, you ask the divine to come in, and the divine is going to tell you, each and every one of us, how it's going to go. And if we're kicking and screaming, there's something else that we need to look at within our own being, within our own way of being with ourselves and with others, that keeps this neurotic behavior, our dysfunctional behavior, happening. We can't even stop it, right? So getting into a program, whether it's the Do You program, the Light Body program, the Light Body Activation program, whatever program it is in Dr. Pillai's Pillai Center's offerings or Astrovid's offerings, Dr. Pillai is giving us a chance to get into something that resonates with us, for one, and we feel completely compelled to do that for some strange reason or another, or maybe it's a logical reason, you think, and then you get into it and it's like tossing you around like you're in a, you know, a bobble in the ocean, just bobbing up and down. You don't even know what's going on. It's only revealing to us that we can't calm our mind down. We have to keep at it until we get clarity. And some of us are really good. I'm going to go do this program. I'm talking about myself here. I'm going to do this program, and then I'm going to do this program, I'm going to do this program, and I'm going to avoid learning it at a very deep level. Do I think I'm doing that? No. I'm just going, I feel like I should do this, I feel like I should do that, and then it comes to a point, I don't know what I feel like. And each program helps me to surrender more and more, and then what I do is I go back to the teachings of a particular program. I'm drawn to go back. The divinity or that intelligence within me that's not of the mind, that divine intelligence that comes through says, you need to review this some more before you can go to this. Or you need to review this teaching, or you need to participate more in these kinds of services. For example, Lord Muruga's birthday is today. And there's a webcast, and there's a fire lab, and we'll talk about that in the open discussion, more about that. No, I'm good. I've been studying. I've been doing this. Some people are saying I'm Hindu and I have been doing this my whole life and lifetimes, and this is my Ishta Devita, blah, blah, blah. Yes, I agree. Perfect. That is true. Then what are you doing here? There's something else we're ignoring. There's something else that has not yet been revealed. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. So if we can live in that moment where these divine beings are coming into our lives, and we are coming to them at a certain point in time, and we can sync up that intelligence, because it's so vast and we're all on our different paths and we're all coming together at different points in time, the message is going to be a little bit different, but it will be unique to each and every one. And what each and every one of us can grasp together as a spiritual group, as spiritually evolving beings, we can grasp the whole message. And then that collective consciousness can perhaps push through layers of ignorance from those maybe not so fortunate, or maybe unfortunate, or maybe fortunate. We don't know. We don't know what the divine play is all about. We don't know what the spirit wants each and every one of us to do to move. That's why Dr. Ply says, don't get involved in other people's karmas. Get involved in your own self and you will evolve. And when you evolve just by your presence, other people will get some intelligence spilling over through you into them. Just as there can be a spotlight for a performer, and the main performer is on the stage and the spotlight is there on that main performer. The light also reveals, spills over into the rest of the members, and then maybe even to the stage people, then to the audience. So the light will radiate. And that will impact, whether it's good or bad, right? So we're going to tap into Lord Murga's energy today during our meditation, and we're going to see what that energy is revealing to us. Because it's like we're knocking on the door of that person who can help us most in our lives. Why Lord Murga can help us most? He's said to be the Lord of the Pleiadians, or God of the Pleiadians. The Pleiadians are a group of star energy that is surrounding the earth plane. And that Pleiadian energy is there, but we need to be able to tap into it. And it will heal ourselves and heal the planet. If you don't want to go with that line of thinking, and you do want to stick with the archetype, who can give us that state of mind that gives total clarity. When we have total clarity, that's why we come to meditate. When we have total clarity and we're meditating, we're in a flow, a continual flow of energy, of divinity, of movement of spirit that stirs our soul. And how it gets to our soul, it has to go through the mind, the body, the soul, right? So it has to get through a few layers. So it stirs our soul, but in the meantime, it's stirring all the other layers. And that's what stirs the pot, so to speak, or the milky ocean, and so on. So Lord Murga will cut right down. That's why he has the veil, the spear, which we're going to meditate with today. And if you have one, go grab it, the copper veil. Or some might have other silver, gold, depending on the offerings that you've done over the years. And then the veil represents the backbone and the brain. And that represents our nervous system. And when our nervous system is at complete clarity or peace, then what will get presented is the truth. And then the truth will reveal stuff is coming out, needs to come out, toss it. Just like you would the garbage. You don't think about the garbage when you toss it, you just throw it in the garbage. That's it. Finished. The good things that are coming up. You don't think about the good things too much in your life, because what happens? Life is too good. Oh my God, I think it's just going to... I'm scared when things are too good, because I know that something's going to happen that's going to be bad. That's the reality. Everyone thinks like that. How do we stop that nonsense? Here's $1 million. Oh, my God, I don't deserve $1 million. Oh, my God, well, I'm going to do all these things. Oh, my God, what happened to my $1 million? Or can be, oh, I want this girl, this guy. Oh, my God, that's not who I wanted. Anything in your life, right? Can apply to anything. So is it good? Is it bad? I don't know. who can say? So there's going to be the decision in that moment, decisiveness in that moment is going to slice through all the veils, all the, you know, screens or curtains or walls of that which we are ignoring, that will take us to tremendous heights or depths of our being that can then reveal what it is that we have not yet been able to access, and then with that, void, that energy that's been, all the stuff that's been released, there's an energy or a void that gets created, and then with that comes the intelligence, something incoming into us. So something is going to come in through Lord Murga's grace, and it's going to benefit us in some way. And it will be unique to each and every one of us. So let's get into that state where we can experience this energy of Lord Murga that you can learn more about as we go along and get deeper and deeper into yourself. He removes karma. He removes the illusion that going after good or bad is going to make you this or that way. He's going to release that experience from you, that force, that pulling in either direction, in opposites. So he will make you to be totally, totally in alignment with the divine. And then he will protect you as well. Because as we're doing our meditation practices and then we get off the call or we get off the mat of our meditation practice and we go out into life and bomb, 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 we get bombarded. So we feel so vulnerable or so unprotected. Muruga says, no. You just get my blessings and you will expand your auric force field, if you want to call it that. But you'll feel that presence, that warrior type of spiritual energy that is not a battle, it's just presence. It's presence, and it will create that force field within and outside. Those of you who are going to be getting on with your day or evening, have a wonderful week ahead. And if you can, I believe that Lord Muruga's birthday celebration services are available through Ply Center in Asheravet. So go check that out on the link, on the centers, asheravet.com or flycenter.com, and then just look for specials or what it is on Ply Center. I know that's what it is on Astrovet. Let me see. Oh, it's on under events. Events on Ply Center. And Murga birthday, that's it. So Dr. Ply right now is in London, UK, and he's putting on a seminar. For those of you who are fortunate to be there, but we're there as well, because anywhere Dr. Ply is, when we do the teachings and the practices, or we participate in these webcasts or services or empowerments, then we are actually tapping into the teachings of the Guru. The Guru means to dispel the darkness, to remove ignorance. And so he has some connection to each and every one of us that we are remembering. It's getting revealed to us just what that connection is and how deep and never-ending it is. Because he has been sent many lifetimes to this earth plane to wake up the parts of our brain that are not functioning fully and completely, so that we can connect to the divine, and in an instant, the karma could change. So he was born into Rameshwaram, which is a place on the planet South India, the tip of South India, that has the energy to absorb or dissolve karma. So if you're destined to have a certain karma, it doesn't mean that you have to suffer on any level. Because when you tap into Dr. Pillai's energy, wherever he is in the world, at any time, past, present, or future, that doesn't exist for him. Although he may appear to be here and living out the day, a life in years of other people who are also here, there's the ability to access this intelligence that is beyond time. Because karma is time. So when we ask on any level, please help us to come out of karma, then we have to take the time out to do that and tune in to wherever he is. And so now he's in London, today, UK. And we all know who lives in London, the Queen. She's a very powerful presence around the world. Whether you have some opinion about it or I have some opinion about it, that doesn't matter. It's the consciousness that is what we get to tap into, because he's there. Dr. Pillai is there. He's getting together with a group of people, just as we're coming together. Probably he's getting together with a huge group. Not too huge, though, because it's a pretty intimate setting when you're with him. Even if there are hundreds of people there, the intelligence that just lights up the room or the place, wherever he is. Some people have said, including myself, it just burns. It purifies. It heats the whole place up. It lights up the whole place. I've seen him in places like where it's crazy energy, and by the end of the seminar, the whole hotel staff or the event, wherever the building is, everyone that's anywhere associated with that place, they're all in bliss. Endless bliss. And they didn't even attend. There's some people who have some meltdowns, and that's what we are here to share too with everyone, to keep encouraging you, no matter if you're having a meltdown or not. That is something that happens. Okay. Confused state happens. Complete emotional upheaval happens. And we're here to support that. We're not here to, you know, take you by the hand and do your karma for you. There's people who can help you to do that, who are more professionally trained. If you feel you need some extra counseling, we all know there's psychologists, counselors, all the rest, to help you out, just to go through the process that has been revealed to you, if it's past life things or maybe this life, you've had some challenging situations in your life and you haven't dealt with it, then you need to deal with it. Can be on the level of finances, can be on the level of a relationship, can be on the level of your own psychological development or evolution, or your ability to handle crisis in your life. Maybe you weren't able to do that up until this point, and now it's really obvious that you need to do that. So we don't do that here. To some extent, we do it. We recommend that you get that proper support, if that's something you need to do. Just as we would say, if your finances are a mess, you didn't come here to because they were good. You came here because you're in a panic, and I'll do some karma busting stuff and get that fixed. No, the teachings are here to, perhaps a miracle might happen. Yes, it can, definitely, and has, and will continue. But if there's some deep-seated thing inside of you that says, I don't deserve this, or maybe there's other people who are jealous of you, maybe you know, you're not in the right job to make that kind of money come to you, then you got to look at your life and say, what are the steps that I'm taking in my life that I'm maybe a bit delusional about? I'm saying I want this job, or I want that person, or this health, or that, but I'm not taking the right steps. And then you come to Dr. Bly and you do the teaching. You say, how come the teachings aren't working? Well, the teachings are working. They're making you to get really mad at it, at yourself, or disappointed or frustrated enough that you will do what? You will call in the divine. You will say, I completely remove my karma, this ignorance, this stuff that is just so, I'm so full of. And make me to see it for what it is and toss it. And then bring some other awareness into me that I have not yet mastered. And then I will experience the teachings in a whole new way. That's why he doesn't really, and no master does, really. They bring in the mantras or teachings that have been around since times immemorial, but they have different ways of revealing. They have the ability to reveal to each and every one of us what it is that we need at any given point in time to unlock our consciousness so that we can see that we are blocking our own path. We're saying it's someone else's fault. And we come to a teacher and we say, the teachings aren't working. We go to a doctor and we say, the doctor's medicines aren't working. We go to a priest and say, this religion isn't working. We go to a therapist and say, you're not fixing my mind. You're not working. And then what happens? We have gone everywhere. But what's the common denominator? Or who is the common denominator? Yep. We all know that, right? We are the common denominator. So the teachings will continue to go deeper and deeper and then reveal what we have been ignoring. And then when we get tired of saying, oh my God, what is all this stuff? I'm tired of hearing that I'm this, I'm that. I'm tired of saying it, that I'm this or that. Or he's this or that, or she's this or that, or this is this or that. And then you'll get hit with something, some other divine intelligence that will enlighten you in an instant. And you'll have a whole aha moment from head to toe. And then that will guide you further. Whether you know it or not, whether it comes to your consciousness or your subconscious, line, it will compel you to move forward, because the spirit moves. That it doesn't sit. It's not stuck. It moves. And it's all interconnected to everyone else and everything else. But we don't want to be too much into philosophy, so we just have to keep doing the practices. Keep taking the steps in our lives to do our own problem solving. Ask this intelligence to reveal what it is that we need to do next. And if a door closes, even Dr. Pillai, people say, I feel so terrible. He just shut the door on me. Yeah, he did. Why? Until you can come back and say, listen, I've done this, I've done that, I've tried this, I've tried that, and you're calm. And you don't even have to have that conversation. And then something gets revealed. Now, do you physically have to go to him? No. Just like all the masters and teachers and all the divine beings who have come on this earth plane. You can read all about it everywhere. Just get into the teaching and be sincere about it and then see what gets revealed. If you're totally, completely falling apart mentally, emotionally, then you need to get that support. If your finances are falling apart, go get that support. Go, you know, if your health is, go get that support. If your relationship, you need to get that support. You don't get it all in one place. There are different aspects of your being that need special attention when you're going through a meltdown or a crisis. So go get that support. Your finances are falling apart, can do the mantras, do the practices, but then go talk to a financial advisor or a banker. If you're stuck in a job, go talk to your HR or go apply for other jobs. If you're having a spiritual crisis or meltdown, talk to a priest, talk to someone who is spiritual. If that person closes the door on you, then you're not ready to hear what they have to say. So then you go to someone who will listen to you. There will be someone or something that you read that says, oh my God, that's what he or she was saying. I totally get it. The internet is beautiful. It has so much intelligence available at the click of a mouse. So if you're not getting the responses from people in your lives or situations in your lives, and as Dr. Pillai does, he will go to be walking through an airport and there are thousands of books, and then all of a sudden one book jumps out at him, he says. Sometimes they do. They fall. You go, what? Oh, you pick it up. Do you start at the very first page? No. Just flip open. Boom. There's the message. Oh, my God. Who? Yeah, you say, oh, my God, because God is delivering that message to you. Is it good or is it bad? I don't know. It's you. It's for you. So don't be too busy pointing the finger at anyone else. Turn that finger around and point it to where? Oh, I better go inside. Quiet the mind. Don't grab on to these crazy stories. Because the now is where the energy is so potent that can totally transform everything about you. Because if you can have a revelation about one area of your life, or that, and we've said this time and again, if that one area of your life gets cleaned up, and meaning you get clarity around, your whole life turns around. Oh, sorry, everyone. I thought we were on a line open. I'll open the line. I wondered why nobody was interrupting me. Here we go. So you're unmuted. You can press star 6, ask a question, share an experience, share your feedback about this particular call or anything to do with Lord Muruga, the offerings at Ply Center, Ashurved, whatever you want. It's going to be helpful. Because we never know. We might have one idea of what our question is. The answer to our question is going to be, but then something else happens. So that's the magic that can happen on these calls, is these interactions, because we don't have a set plan. We're practicing spontaneity. As Dr. Ply says, when you're spontaneous, then what is there? A tremendous amount of grace and joy and happiness and revelation. Even if it is a tough conversation or a challenge that you're having, something gets revealed that can uplift you and others. So all you need to do is press star 6 if that's what you want to do at this point. Oh, there's the calendar. Okay. So the calendar, I'm just looking at the Ashurved calendar. If you don't have one of those, still have several months to have a look at. And what it is it's outlined all these power times that you can look from month to month and see the movement of the sun and how that's going to affect you, the movement of the moon. We talk about that. So we're into May, beginning of June. This is Lord Murga's birthday, and it's coming into a full moon. So this is a very powerful time for manifestation as well. But not just manifesting like material things, but truly manifesting this awareness that whatever we've done up until this point, it doesn't matter. It's not making things materialize unless we want it to. So it helps us to be really aware of our thoughts. What thoughts are we grabbing onto that is going to manifest our storyline? How we are going to think and say and act. And whatever we think and say and act, sometimes we say, oh my God, I can't believe I'm saying this. Or I said this. Oh, now I can't believe that I feel this way or I'm acting this way. I can't believe that that has made a reaction from others towards me. When you slow it down enough, you say, oh my God, this is like watching a replay. The Stanley Cup playoffs are going on for people who are hockey lovers. It's the big, you know, World Cup series of everything, other sport, time for hockey. And I said to someone, they're totally hockey fans, I said, how long is hockey going on? Oh, a few months out of the year. I said, really? Okay, let me think about it. It starts in October and ends in June. That's a few months. Holy cow. You're so out of time. You don't even know that you spend the whole 10 months out of the year, so engaged in watching the hockey game. But then, this person gets so empowered 10 months out of the year, because it's almost like the mind, when it's focused, it gets into life, it gets passionate about it. And the person goes on and does their everyday life, but they're talking hockey, you know. So it's interesting how the divine works through each and every one. If you're always focused on whatever it is, then you're truly living your karma, your dharma, what is correct for you. It might not be correct for anyone else, and who cares? Because we're not living anyone else's life. We're living our own life. So for 10 months out of this year, this person is totally into the hockey. And at this point, is the playoffs. And it's just like they even talk hockey gods. Because that's at that level that, you know, they totally get into some consciousness. That is resonating with them and makes them to feel the ups and downs. But it inspires them to go through their ups and downs in life. And continue to press on. That's what Muruga is. Dr. Ply says you have to have the mind of an athlete to continue on this spiritual path. Because there's going to be ups and downs. You have to, and if you talk to a businessman, they say you have to be really competitive to be a good businessman. Because if you have no competitors, you don't know how good or bad you're doing. Someone who's going up the corporate ladder, if someone says, oh, he just got to the top because his father owns the company and you put him there. If he can't handle at the top, he's going to look like the laughing fool. So those who have followed a father or a mother or whatever to the top of a business company, it's because they work hard from the bottom up. Their whole life, from the day they were born, they were exposed to it. They may not have had the job, but they were exposed to that intelligence, that energy. Just as the person who is just completely confused about life and had an abusive upbringing and terrible and everything else, they have a spiritual awakening, and that is what has revealed to them something when they come through that challenging time. And their whole life gets transformed. They say, it was a miracle. And I want everyone who has come from this type of situation to never lose hope or faith. And you can apply that to anywhere in life. So life is all about the good, the bad, the ups, the downs, the ins, the outs. And you come to Dr. Ply's teachings and they shake you up so that you will meditate or focus, because meditation is just the state of a continuous flow of energy coming through that is more intelligent and is going to, shush the mind. Dr. Ply calls, says, shut up, mind. It shuts it up, shuts it off, it stops it. So that you can get into that quantum state, and then from that state, there's an intelligence that you immerse your body, your mind, your soul, everything about you from your past lives to this life to the future life everything stops. Just even for a split second with the teachings of a divine master. And it might be one mantra, it might be 50,000 mantras. And if it is 50,000 mantras, you're like me, where you have a monkey mind that just jumps all over the place and it needs 50,000. Okay, so what? If it needs one, God bless you. If it needs some, sometime, others, other times, that's how it is. But what is the ultimate? Well, you can find out about the ultimate teaching. Dr. Pillai is going to have a hangout, a Google Hangout, June 13th. I believe it is offered through Pillai Center. So go check that out. We'll put it in the write-up too. Well, Yagna will. A fabulous Yagna. She'll do the write-up and put that link in there. And then that will tell us all about he will tell us all about the ultimate teaching. And it's a year-long program, but although it doesn't, if you can't, afford to do that at this point in time, then work on your consciousness that says you need to attract enough wealth so that you can do your spiritual path. And people say, well, why should I pay for spirituality? It's a great question. It's never been answered, in my humble opinion. But what I do know is that you can't get any higher education anywhere unless you pay for it. Even if someone gives you a gift, there is some attachment to it. And you can ask anyone, or even yourself, when someone has given me a gift, what do you feel like? What do they want in return? It's very rare that people give gifts without some sort of... they want something out of it or out of you. That's just the nature. And you have to be totally, completely honest with yourselves too. Oh, I'm giving it out of, courtesy, or I'm giving it out of gratitude, but then you're saying, oh, look at me, I'm so grateful. I need to get some acknowledgement. I need to hear thank you from you. I'm not saying that it's, getting gifts or giving gifts. Not about that. It's about who we're being in all of it. And what is it? Have no attachment in what will happen to your mind. You can give gifts and receive gifts, but don't be stressed out about it in any way. Easy for us to say than to do, right? And to be really completely honest with all of it. So even if you get a gift, how do you feel about it? There's something there. It's pulling you or causing you to repel it. That's just like in life. So the divine is always giving us gifts, so we don't know really how to use them properly. So that's why as you go on in spiritual path or any path in life, it costs on some level. And when there's an exchange, then you say, oh, I get it. There's always an exchange that takes place. You feel good about it, and the other person feels good about it. If that happens, it's neutral. You're at that level where there's no attachment, no expectation, no nothing. And when there's no nothing, where are you? You're full. You're completely attuned to that higher intelligence. You're fulfilled. At the end of the day, you say, I went to my job. Now I only have four more to go. Then I have eight days of the week I have to go, and I get a paycheck to get paid every couple weeks or a month. I have 30 days and I get a paycheck. there's an exchange. Or you go to school. I get my certificate at the end. There's an exchange. You had to pay. Blood, sweat, and tears, and cash. Lots of it, right? Loans. Oh my God, I got to pay that back. Or you get a house. Or apartment, or whatever it is. Car. You got to pay. Because that has a certain vibration, it will do something for you. We don't know. Until you actually experience it. Then when you're finished experiencing it, then you say, okay, I'm done with that. I'm not stressed out about getting it anymore. So people on the path with Dr. Pillai, they say, I come and I get these teachings, I spend all this money, all this. It's not working. Well, can be like you have a Mercedes and you don't take care of it. Or you don't appreciate it. What will happen to it? We'll go. Or you won't be able to afford it. You've manifested, but you can't afford to pay for it. Who's responsible for that? Or a house, or a relationship, or whatever it is. Whatever it is. So we want to get... So the meditation or any of the teachings, it will get us to that point inside of ourselves where we will say, okay, I see where I mess up in my life. I bite off more than I can chew. I can't digest it. I can't absorb it. I don't know how I am impacting others and how that whole story is playing out, and then this is it, who I am. So how do I get rid of all that past stuff and then be with what is now and move accordingly forward? Then you'll see, oh my God, these teachings actually prepare me for life. They empower me to reveal more and more. And I will have said, oh my God, I've known this all along about myself. And everyone in my life has been so gracious not to point out how terrible or how awesome I am. Too much. They'll say it in different ways. But it's not so that I get too full of stuff. That I don't even know who I am anymore. So this point in the scheme of things that we're doing here on this Sunday's calls is to just let you know Muruga's birthday is today. Jump on some sort of program if you can, or service. Participate deeper. You can use this as a practice too, this meditation that you did today. You can take the veil or the spear if you have one. You can pour some milk, water, juice on it. And then you can go on to Pillai Center YouTubes or even on Pillai Center, the videos. You can see audios there of the practices for Muruga. And people say, oh my God, I couldn't find it. Well, that's like life. Just let whatever teaching needs to be given to you at this point in time, because your consciousness isn't ready for anything else but that. So that's why Dr. Pillai says, when you're wishy-washy, when you wish too much, then where are you? You're not present into the moment of what is, and then that can fulfill your wish. And take you to great heights. That can make your wish come true. But if you're like, oh, I don't have it, I don't have it, I don't have it, what are you saying to yourself? You don't have it. I wish that I had this. I wish that I had that. I wish that this person did this. I wish that, swish away. Swish in English is like to washes away, it swishes it away. It has no substance. It doesn't matter, meaning it doesn't materialize, it doesn't materize. It doesn't appear to you because you're not ready. So if you're trying and trying these, using the teachings, using the services, keep going. Because there's a big mess to clean up within you, and then you got to do. You can't just swish over the surface. You have to go dig deep. And Saturn is sitting there. You know, read the blog on the Sundays with Sutrita blog, or maybe Ashurved blogs, Ply Center blogs. You can. Radha, who's our Vedic astrologer here in this program, she does a great write-up. Every month, the sun transiting, and then she also gives the forecast for what the other planets are doing, because all these planets are interacting with our psyche. You think you're having thoughts? Where are thoughts coming from? You know, it's coming from these energies, the planets. Then behind the planets or above the planets or the more intelligent behavior around the planets, they have overlords or, conscious beings that are evolved at a higher state. So Lord Maruga is the overlord of Mars. So Mars is a little bit turbulent right now. So it's causing some challenges with Mercury. Mercury is in retrograde. And, you know, there's this a little bit of a battle. So everything that you are thinking, saying, and doing, you have to slow down. And Saturn is sitting in Scorpio saying, I'm going to cause you transformation, whether you like it or not. You will be transformed, whether your behavior is crazy, erratic, emotional, super smooth, totally blissful. That's what will get revealed. So the planets are shaking up our consciousness within us, and our it is revealing to us. This is going to happen, and it might be painful, or it might not be, depending on what. Well, Saturn in Scorpio is now in retrograde, and Scorpio is a sign that says go deep, dig deep, dig deep within you before you speak. And before you even speak, before you even think, that's how Saturn is moving through Scorpio for 2.5 years. It's been moving through since November 2014, so several months. So if you've been feeling pretty intense, it's because Saturn is moving slow enough to dig deep within each and every one of us to find out what obstacles we are creating for our own selves. Because it causes delays and obstacles, the 8th house. It also causes transformation. So if there's a delay going on in your life, it's because you haven't transformed enough for it to go faster. If there's an obstacle in your life, you have not transformed enough for that obstacle to be removed. I'm trying. Keep trying. Keep going through your trials and tribulations. Because they are teaching you about who you are. So all these teachings, all these services, everything that's offered is going to expand the consciousness enough So expanding, opening it up to all possibilities. And then when we're in that state where we're ready to transform, then everything will get revealed. And when we see all the crap, we will say, okay, I have a choice. There's something I need to learn about cleaning up my own crap. Instead of my mother doing it, my father doing it, my boss doing it, my coworker doing it, my kid doing it, my teacher doing it, my therapist doing it, my doctor doing it, I have to do it. My financial advisor doing it. Nobody's going to do it for you. They'll help, but they won't do it for you. You have to do it. All right, well, we've come to the top of the hour and no one is interrupting me, and this is, I'm hoping people are here. Yeah, there's people here. Does anyone want to share anything? Have a question? Comment? All right. Well, it's maybe everyone's in that quantum state of silence or shock. Sorry if it's been a little bit shocking. For some people, it might be. And that's okay. Because we're here to just support one another. And I hope that if you're listening or if you are going to participate with Dr. Pillai, his webcast, which is going to be tonight, I think at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time or Eastern Daylight Time, you will get a download from Lord Murga. And if you can't do that, if you can't afford it, that's fine. Just, you know, do the chants, do the mantras for Murga. And then sincerely ask Dr. Pillai to reveal to you what it is that is causing you to continue to stay on this path with him. And then what you need to do next to get the most out of these teachings. And then bless you. Bless you with the miracles to turn the life around. Because he's the one who has this ability to dissolve away the karma that's, or the destiny that you've decided that you wanted to live out, and now you don't want to do that anymore. So what is the next step I need to take? And what is the next step that I need to do? So when you wake up in the morning, what's the first thought that comes to you? When you go to bed, what's the last thought that you have? And if it's neurotic thoughts, then just put a mantra there. Put a meditation there. Those neurotic thoughts will slow down. And what will get absorbed into you is higher intelligence. And then you can live your life according to that intelligence, because that's going to be more fulfilling, more rewarding. And you can read it everywhere and anywhere. Mm-hmm. And see it in everywhere and anywhere in your life and in the lives of those around you. And then you'll know, okay, well, I see their example. So if they're into the hockey and they're totally into it, they're totally resonating with that kind of energy, and then their business life is showing that. How does that work? Just as if you are studying and doing all these teachings and you're having your ups and downs, you're winning and losing. But you're getting something out of it because you're focusing your mind. So keep focusing your mind and do what resonates with you. And keep following the teachings. Keep going deeper and deeper into them. And they will definitely reveal something to you.
All right, everyone. Take care.
Have a beautiful birthday with Lord Murga. And we'll see you next week. God bless. Bye-bye.